Hi everybody, welcome back to the Mother of Fun podcast. My name is Audrey, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about navigating relationships with family and friends who are not vaccinated when you have children. So this question actually came to me after sharing my last episode because I talked about the pandemic in the last episode. So listener Sarah asked, what do you do if you have a baby that's not vaccinated, but you also have family members that refuse to get the vaccine? I have family members who don't believe COVID is real and believe that kids don't get it, so they don't want to get the vaccine. However, it's making a strain in our family. What do you do? So when I received this, I was actually kind of excited to talk about it because it's something that I personally do deal with, and a lot of friends I know also have this problem. So I am going to share my experience with you guys and just give you my advice on this topic because I do think it's really hard to navigate, especially if you're like me, because I am a non-confrontational type of person, and I hate when people make me feel like, you know, I'm the bad guy. So we're gonna get into that in this episode, but before we get started, I wanted to share today's review of the day and then set the scene for you. So today's review of the day comes from Lena. She is the host of the New Mamas podcast, which I've talked about so many times, so you guys definitely have to check it out if you haven't already. But she was so kind to leave a review, and she said, fun following her story. I follow Audrey on her YouTube and Instagram, and it's been great to follow her journey through motherhood and beyond. She demonstrates the complex side of motherhood, and listening to her feels like we're hanging out as mom friends, an enjoyable listen. So thank you to Lena for leaving that review for the show. Again, these reviews help our show to get out there to other moms who need a community and a support. So if you are listening and you have not left either a rating or a review, I highly recommend you do that. That is the last review I have on the show right now on Apple. So if nobody leaves a review, there won't be another one for next week. So if you're listening, please, please go leave a review and I'll read it on next week's episode. So set the scene. Today is Monday. Yesterday was July 4th. We literally did nothing because, of course, Mia cannot stay up for fireworks, so there's no reason to make her stay up for that. And I think babies are typically afraid of fireworks. I know I would be. And then my dog is terrified of fireworks. So we've had our dog for 3 years, and now every 4th of July, we kind of have to stay home because he gets really scared. So it's been hard this year because fireworks just became legal in New Jersey, so people keep setting them off like on random days at 9 p.m. and waking up my child and scaring my dog. So this summer with the thunderstorms and fireworks has been difficult. But yeah, and then the third reason we didn't do anything is because my mother-in-law had her second COVID vaccine on Saturday, so yesterday she wasn't feeling great. So we stayed home. So yeah, anyways, setting the scene. I always get off track. So I'm in the playroom with Amelia. She is playing with grandma's bag of cough drops. They're gonna get ready to go to the garden center soon, so I just wanted to record this while she's playing independently. You might be able to hear her shaking the bag. You can hear grandma. She's asking if he's gonna drink coffee. But yeah, they're going to the garden center, so I'm gonna have peace and quiet so I can work, which is why I wanted to record this now, so that way once they leave, I'll do all my computer work. I have so much to do because my sister's coming to visit tomorrow, so I wanna get ahead on all of my editing and emails and everything that I have to do this week, so that way I can just have fun with her. So that's the scene, and now let's get into the episode. So trust me, Sarah, thank you for sending in that question. I totally can relate to you, and I know that there's so many people that relate. So obviously the babies can't get vaccinated, so we have to do our part, of course, getting vaccinated, but also wearing masks and being careful about what we do in our daily life, and that includes who we visit and who we get exposed to. So for me, it's been hard because my parents, don't believe in the vaccine or COVID or whatever. You know, my dad believes all the conspiracy theories, the Chinese hoax, man-made, you know, whatever. It's just like the flu. They don't get the flu shot. So for us, it is very difficult because you can't reason with this type of thinking, this type of logic. You know, we're very a very science-based family. My family is not religious. That's just a little background on us. We believe in science. And for us, hearing people say that COVID's not real and that if you get the vaccine, you're gonna, you know, die in 2 years or you won't be able to have kids. Like, these are some of the things my parents tell me, my father specifically. He'll call me up and say these things. And, you know, I feel bad. I feel really bad for him, and I feel bad for anybody who believes these things because it's scientifically proven not true. And if you are able to just look at the facts and look at, you know, science, then you would know that. So the other thing that I hate is how, you know, politicized the virus became with the previous presidential administration. So this is something that I have a hard time talking to people about because it always turns into a political argument, even though this is a public health crisis. So if you have family members like this, I know it can be so hard, especially when they tell you, you know, these conspiracy theories as facts. So another thing that, I mean, not another thing, but like, it's not even just my family. I know a lot of people are going through this. A lot of my friends have this problem where, you know, they're younger and they have new babies and their parents are in the older generation that maybe believe these things that they read on Facebook. I was even at the park and I overheard a dad on the phone talking about it. He said, you know, my kid can't get vaccinated, but my parents don't understand that and they think kids can't get COVID. And so, you know, he said he was angry. And, you know, I'm angry too because it shouldn't be like this. I feel like everybody should respond to the public health crisis in the most logical way, which is to get vaccinated. So it has been so difficult with relationships and navigating it. So for our family, we visited Maine twice during the pandemic. I originally didn't want to go at all, but my grandmother's 86. She's going to be 87 in September. So I didn't want her to miss out. Hi, Amelia, will Mama hold you? I didn't want her to miss out on knowing her great-granddaughter. So we've been up twice, but it's been hella awkward because my parents don't believe in COVID. So the first time we did outdoor visits, it was summertime, and that's fine. But my parents didn't get to hold the baby. They haven't held her because they couldn't visit us when she was born. And then every time we've gone up, it's been COVID. So the second time we went up was the same thing. My grandma was half vaccinated. We weren't vaccinated yet, but we're still taking it very seriously. You know, with the isolation, we got COVID tested and we isolated for a week before we drove up. When we drive up, we don't stop anywhere so that we don't contract COVID. It's just a whole big process. And then we have to tell everybody to, you know, respect our wishes and stay away from my grandmother's house so that we can make sure it's safe. And, you know, it was really stressful because people didn't do that. When we arrived, my uncle, who had just received his vaccine, like the day before we drove up, we had asked him not to come to my grandmother's house so we could ensure that it would be safe for Amelia and for, our, you know, everybody in our family, because he works outside. And when we showed up, we got there early. And when we showed up, he was there. So that was really hard because we can't just turn around and drive 8 hours back to New Jersey. And my daughter, Amelia, she had gotten car sick when we were still 2 hours away. So she was sitting in her pukey car seat. And then we got there and we felt like our world was crashing down because we had specifically asked no one to come so that way we would be confident when we came. And yeah, that happened. So that made for a very stressful trip, and ultimately we decided we're not going back up for a long time because it's just too much stress when there's people who aren't vaccinated, people who don't understand the science, and people who don't take it seriously. We just can't. So that's a long-winded, but I just wanted to share some of my experiences because you're not alone, Sarah. You're not alone, and whoever else is listening. This has been such a hard thing to navigate, and I feel like it's not fair because we have already had to deal with so much as parents during the pandemic. Like, it's not our choice. We don't want it to be this way. We don't want to keep our babies away from our families. But in some cases, it's almost like we're forced to feel like the bad guy because we're doing what's right for our family. So that brings me to my advice, which is something that I have been repeating to myself as a mantra, which is my child, my choice. So that's as simple as I can put it. I want you to be confident. If there's anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, you're the parent. It's your baby, it's your child. You have the right to decide who can hold them, who can see them, who can come, you know. You have the right. And you shouldn't have to feel bad about that. So everybody else is making their choices. And so you're making your choice as well. And everybody has the right, you know. Like my parents, I can't control them. And they know how I feel. But I'm not going to go out of my way to tell them, like, you have to get vaccinated. I mean, that's up to them. Everybody has their choice. They're making their choice. I'm making mine. So it has been a hard thing to navigate. Right, Amelia? Hasn't it been hard? Oh, my baby. It has been so hard to navigate, but, you know, we're doing it. What? You're going to go to the garden center with your family. I'm going to stay home and work. Uh-huh. You want milk? Okay. I'm going to nurse her while I finish up this episode. This one may not be super long again because I don't want to drag it out. But I do have some longer episodes in the pipeline coming up that I will be sharing. So get ready for that. I feel like one of them is going to be like a 40-minute again. But yeah, so your child, your choice. Be confident in your choices and your actions and let everybody else make their choices. And if they don't like it, then, you know, that's they made their choice. And you have to just be confident and know that what you're doing is the right thing because it's not fair to let somebody else make you feel bad for keeping your own family safe. And I know it's hard to even vocalize sometimes because especially around holidays, I struggled so much with just telling my dad, like when I was coming up, you can't hold the baby. Like, because, you know, I think he has his own emotional issues around the fact that he can't hold her. And, you know, that's a really long story. I'm not going to get into it, but I can't, you know, feel just use that and make me feel bad and then do something that I'm not okay with to appease somebody else. I can't do that. So you just have to be able to find your voice. And, you know, if you can't say it in person, just text. You know, I had to actually message my dad because I just had a really hard time saying, you know, this isn't, you know, when we come up, it's going to be at a distance again. You can't hold her. And something he said was, well, I can get a COVID test and then be negative and then hold her. And I said, no, you really can't because I've heard stories of people who tested negative for COVID and then still spread it to the whole entire family. So I said, no, you can't. You work outside, you don't wear a mask, you don't take it seriously, and that's how it has to be. So yeah, I mean, I don't like telling people this. I don't like being, you know, the bad guy, but I like knowing that my family is safe. So Sarah and all the other mamas listening, your child, your choice. Don't be afraid. If you need help, you know, you can rely on your spouse too, because that's something that I had, which was a support from my husband. He said, you know, if your parents don't like it, have them talk to me. It's also my child, you know. It's not just one person's child. It's you and your spouse, you're a team. And it's you both have to be comfortable with whatever is going on. So I felt really supported in that because, you know, if I felt like I couldn't speak up, he was willing to help me do that. So I hope that by sharing my experience and giving this little bit of advice, I hope it helps you to feel confident in doing what you think is right for your family. Again, I really hate that this is like such a politicized topic because it really shouldn't be this way. But if we just try to pretend it's not, then I don't know. It's just weird. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this little short episode. Please leave a review of this show so that I have somebody's review to read for next episode. I hope that you guys are staying safe and well and that your babies are thriving, which I'm sure they are. And yeah, write to me on Instagram at motherofawn, send me a DM, or email me at audrey@motherofawn.com if you have topic requests you want me to talk about. You have questions like this that you want to be answered. I would love to do another episode like this where I just answer a listener question because I thought that was kind of fun and nice. It's like I'm talking directly to my listener, Sarah. So thank you guys again for all the love and support on the show. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.